Welcome to the Travel Pulse Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Bowman, the executive editor of TravelPulse.com. Travel mostly comes down to two simple things, a FOMO bucket list and financing it. Am I right? This is why TravelInsured.com is travel protection that can help with those big trip decisions. You'll love how customizable the coverage is, which helps manage what you can't control from departure to arrival. Get going with an easy online quote, and depending on the plan and availability, upgrade with the cancel for any reason add-on benefit for an extra cost. The best part is, with protection that meets the moment, it's easy to say yes to new adventures at TravelInsured.com. What's up, everyone? Today is Tuesday, March 26th. Happy Travel Tuesday. We got a fun show for you today. We'll be talking big travel news, as always. And you can reach out to us if you'd like to at podcast@travelpulse.com or call into our hotline of the show, 201-381-3017 is the Travel Pulse podcast number. You can also leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. I would greatly appreciate it. And now joining me on the show is Mario Lopez, president of Destination Weddings Expert and Destination Wedding University. Welcome to the show, Mario. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. I am Mario Lopez. I am president of Destination Weddings Expert. I've been, the company's been in business for about 14 years now. I've been running the company for the past year and a half, taking over the legacy from my late husband, Will. And then also we teach agents how to do destination weddings most efficiently. So also working on Destination Wedding University along with my partner, Ashley Morris, and making sure that we're educating the travel advisor community on how to best run their businesses around destination weddings.
Love it. Yes, education is key in the travel industry here, and we are going to talk about destination weddings and honeymoons and what's trending there. But first, as we do for every episode, in case this is your first time checking out the Travel Pulse podcast here, we are going to dive into what news has been trending in the world of travel in the last week. And we begin with a dive into privacy and travel as the U.S. Department of Transportation revealed plans to conduct a privacy review of the 10 largest U.S. airlines, looking into how they collect, handle, maintain, and use passengers' personal information. The 10 carriers include Allegiant, Alaska, American, Delta, Frontier, Hawaiian, JetBlue, Southwest, Spirit, and United. Also coming out in the last week was the travel industry, as reported as the second highest industry for suspected fraud attempts globally. This according to the TransUnion 2024 State of Omnichannel Fraud Report. Retail was the highest industry, seeing these fraudulent charges at 44.7%. Not too surprising that retail comes in number one there, but I was a little surprised about travel and two, but travel and leisure came in with 36% on that, and then video gaming was third in 31.5%, which was I found interesting as well too. But Mario, as this relates to travel and everything, your thoughts on this news here, both of these items here, and privacy and travel. As a travel advisor, what do you do to prevent fraud and help ensure your clients' privacy?
Absolutely. You know, I think checks and balances in any industry are so important. So I am actually very excited to see, you know, that the government's taken an active role in making sure that us as advisors and also our clients are as safe as possible in their interactions. This technology is constantly evolving. And so that's, you know, if we leave it up to any private company, it's easy for a company to, you know, put blinders on or not see, you know, some of the things that are happening in the industry. If we step in and just kind of add a blanket, this is kind of where we're at these days, that helps to make sure that they're staying accountable, that we're staying accountable, and that we're keeping everyone as safe as possible. That's when it comes to Destination Weddings Expert, we have a couple different things that we do just to try and keep our clients as safe as they can be. So the first thing, of course, is a secure link. Whenever our clients are communicating with us, especially their forms, most importantly, their financial information, that gets submitted to us through a secure link so that we're sure that everything comes in, it's encrypted. We want to make sure that our staffs are being protected, right? So we want to make sure our staff is bonded. Everyone that's on our team is bonded, and we know that, you know, they're doing everything they can to be upright citizens in the community. And then also we want to make sure that our staff is background checked. Anyone that comes into the company, I want to know that, you know, just that they've, you know, had a good record behind them of being responsible, right?
Yeah.
And then lastly is working with trusted partners in the industry. I know, you know, some of our partners take specific amount of time while we're at these industry conferences just to talk about fraud and security and letting us know the steps that they're taking to make sure that their interactions with our partners and with our clients are going to be as protected and as secure as possible.
Yeah, great sound advice there for our advisor listeners for sure. And yeah, as you mentioned, you know, technology ever evolving, hackers are out there. You know, you've got to be cautious of that, even just in your daily travels of, you know, what plugs you're using, when you use something from the ATM, like just make sure everything looks good. And, you know, these are, you know, anything that might be a red flag with stuff. And then, yeah, owning your own business and running and operating things, you want to make sure that your clients are secure out there. So I'm very happy too that I saw that release last week that came out with the Department of Transportation diving into that, because as you said, you know, private companies, they might put those blinders on. So I'm with that, and I'm glad that we're going to get something out of that. So we'll see what old Pete does. Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation there, you know, putting forth a lot of effort. He's been, you know, making strong pushes into making sure that, you know, the airlines are, you know, doing right here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think as, you know, as travel advisors, one thing that you said about red flags and education is just making sure that we know the signs to look for when, you know, to look for fraud, right? Like a last minute purchase is just a dead giveaway that something might not be right. You know, someone that's super anxious about making payment. Listen, anyone wants to pay for their vacation, but I know, you know, as a travel advisor, that's just trying to make sure that things are paid in full by deadlines is enough of a challenge. When someone comes at me and wants to throw $20,000 towards a vacation immediately, take the payment right now, that is a red flag. You want to make sure that you're at least, you know, paying attention to that. And then obviously, you know, suspicious phone numbers, phony, you know, URLs, things like that get submitted for business travel, things like that, another red flag.
Great tips there too. So as we continue on with other airline news out there, the Boeing CEO, Dave Calhoun, he revealed that he's going to step down from his role at the end of 2024. This, you know, amid all of the management shakeup that they're having already at Boeing and all the incidences that's taken place since the big one in January with the door panel blowing off. Meanwhile, you know, after that, with the continued incidents happening, lately in the news, we had old Pete there again, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and also now the head of the Federal Aviation, Michael Whitaker. Both of them had come out and made public comments recently just about flying being the safest way to travel. And really, you know, it is. You know, people are going to continue to buy plane tickets. We, you know, all these recent incidents that come up, they've been on a smaller scale, but, you know, they're steady and we don't love the headlines there, but it's not really preventing the masses from flying out there and seeing the world. So that's, you know, good that people are still choosing to fly, because there's a lot of updates too that we want to get to in the airline sector. But I got Southwest Airlines. They're going to be starting red eye flights for the first time in their history. United Airlines announced that they're going to become the first airline ever to offer joint loyalty accounts to combine miles. And American Airlines announced that they're going to be enhancing their in-flight Wi-Fi and entertainment options. So, Mario, your thoughts on air travel right now and the state of it and on all these latest moves from these major airlines?
So much happening. Old Pete has his hands full right now, right? I think most importantly, it's, you know, the big headline that out there is Boeing. And I think accountability is so important. So the fact that CEO is stepping down and making sure that he's taking accountability for his part in, you know, in all of these instances is a good thing, right? Maybe it is time for a shakeup. The important thing that we need to remember as travelers is, you know, it's the U.S. aviation sector has gone 15 years without a fatal incident. So not that should be our standard that, hey, you didn't die. Good job. But, you know, it's we are trying to make travel still as safe as possible. There were 167.1 million people that are going to fly in the U.S. during the months of March and April. It's still a very strong industry, a very safe industry. And I think it's super important to keep that at the front of our mind, as well as that. Yes, we do need to make sure that these things are being taken care of. But the reason that it's being brought up is because we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Yeah, full transparency on that. And yeah, the shakeup seems like it was really needed there for Boeing.
Yep. Some of these other headlines, you know, it's really interesting. Southwest, I'm a Midwest guy. So Southwest, you know, very close, near and dear to my heart. I do travel often when I go home. So I'm excited for them to have, you know, some red eye. I just think, you know, when you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on, then you're able to make sure that you're offering some, you know, some additional perks to your loyal travelers. Red eye, you know, I think it was out to Vegas and there was one other that's out there. Phenomenal that they have that option. And I think that shows their commitment after their holiday blunder a couple years ago to, you know, really they've they've buttoned things up. They're really trying to move forward in the industry. I think that's great.
Yeah, providing what customers want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how this United loyalty program is going to work.
Right.
It's, you know, it's on the one side of it. I get it. It's United is family focused and they're, you know, they're really trying to show their commitment to that. And if you have, you know, mom, dad, you know, son, daughter on an account and they're all loading their loyalty points into one account, that is great. I want to know what happens when Junior decides that he wants to take a trip, you know, to Hawaii and he is, you know, taking the whole family's points to go ahead and go into how, you know, I just don't know how they're monitoring that or if they don't necessarily, you know, if they're not going to monitor that, you put it all into a pool and yeah. that's your choice.
Yeah. It's on you then as the pool originator or, you know, every member in there to honor code, I guess. On that. Yep. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out with everything. So jumping over to cruise news now, we've got Royal Caribbean. They announced a new Royal Beach Club in Mexico. We call it the Royal Beach Club Cozumel, and it's slated to open in 2026. The beach club will be located along the western coast of the island, according to their Royal Caribbean's release. And this news is following Royal Caribbean's previous big reveal that they have the Royal Beach Club Paradise Island in the Bahamas opening in 2025. This new one in Cozumel is going to feature pools, swim-up bars, dedicated pools for relaxation enthusiasts and families, private cabanas, snorkeling, kayaking, and more. There's also going to be a variety of dining spots, including a restaurant, bar and lounge with tropical views, and a street market, as well as hands-on experiences such as tequila tastings and cooking classes. Love that. Also, in another private island stuff with cruise lines here, Carnival, they're coming out with Celebration Key, and they just announced new updates on that on their portals, that they're going to have five different portals, and they announced details for two of them. One's going to be called Paradise Plaza, and that's where you're going to walk into, and that's the welcome area there. It's going to have a 10-story high sun castle and bohemian themed fountain, an ice cream shop, and all your wayfinding and destination information that you need to navigate the big giant private island they're going to be doing. And the other one they released details on is the adult-friendly Calypso Lagoon. They're going to have two dedicated full-service restaurants, as well as a variety of casual snack shacks spread throughout this portal. And you can also go here for the sports enthusiasts, for the athletic activity on the sports court, and you can swim in the freshwater lagoon. They're going to have a unique bar with 50 swings, or nearly 50 swings, excuse me, for those who want to, you know, dip their toes in the water but still be, you know, right there at the bar. So unique stuff there on the cruise lines private island destinations. Mario, what are your thoughts on these and cruise line private islands?
I want to celebrate, speaking of Celebration Key, I want to celebrate both Carnival Cruise and Royal Caribbean for this. I really think that, first of all, it just adds their offerings. But most importantly, I think this is the cruise line's roundabout way of being able to control safety and experience on a cruise, right? It's, you know, obviously, when you take a large group of people to any destination, it poses its challenges with safety and making sure that everyone knows where to go and when to be back to the ship and things like that. It's by creating these private island experiences, it gives them all the experiences that they're looking for while being able to control that safety and making sure that they're in a controlled environment where they're going to have a great time, right? I mean, obviously you're going to find me by the tequila bar, but there's going to be so much for everyone to do, from, you know, food and sports and whatnot. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I love this, and I'm all for it. I'm really excited with Carnival doing, you know, five different portals. They've got, if you look at the renderings on this island, it just seems so big. It's going to be in the Bahamas, obviously, and I'm excited for that. And I love that Royal Caribbean's dipping into Mexico here and Cozumel, and, you know, branching out just beyond the Bahamas and adding in more offerings, because that's a win for all the travelers here.
Those renderings are stunning. I can't wait to see it in person.
Definitely. Mm. So that wraps up what has been trending in travel. Any additional thoughts, you can drop me an email, podcast@travelpulse.com. Now we're going to jump over to our theme of the week on destination weddings and honeymoons. One thing I pack before heading off? A plan to protect my big travel decisions. That's why travelinsured.com is travel protection that makes sense. It helps manage what you can't control from departure to arrival. The cost of a canceled cruise, a delayed flight, even getting sick or hurt. They're here so you can meet the moment there. The best part? You can hack your next getaway in seconds with a quick online quote and get next day coverage. It's easy to say yes to new adventures at travelinsured.com. So, Mario, destination weddings and honeymoons. Let's start with the wedding side of things first. What's trending in the destination weddings sector?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that we're seeing this year. I think the most important one that we're seeing in the actual ceremony itself is toes out of the sand, right? We don't have a lot of couples coming to us looking for a beach wedding. They still want to go to destination, but we're looking at rooftops and platforms and gardens and, you know, things like that, that really show off some of the natural beauty that's around without actually being on the beach. It's interesting. It's decor wise. I think boho chic is coming to an end, which I'm thrilled about, but you know, it's everyone's taste. It all depends. And then also we have smaller groups. So I think the you know, COVID surge of travel that was going on is coming, slowing down a little bit, leveling out. And so instead of groups of 7,500, 150 people, we're looking at 25, 50 people, really nice, comfortable weddings and in these destinations.
Interesting. Yeah. Once we had the pause that was lifted there and we could all dive back into it, it seems like, you know, people who really had to push off those weddings that wanted to get married in 2020, they just had more guests in, you know, with that. So interesting that that's leveling off. But, you know, as far as the honeymoon side of things, what's trending over there?
Europe. It's all Europe with honeymoons. That's all that our, you know, our advisor friends are talking about and what our industry partners are talking about. And mainly when we're talking Europe, Italy, Greece, some Spain, that's just making sure that we're getting out and seeing some culture, some of those walking tours, things like that. It's huge in honeymoons right now.
Interesting. Yeah. Europe is, you know, going big ever since the pandemic was lifted up. Last year was big for them. This summer is going to be even bigger. So are you finding that more weddings too are happening over there too? Or is it, I've heard about Italy, you know, being big on the wedding side, but curious what your thoughts are there with Europe and agricultural weddings.
Yeah, there is a lot of talk about weddings in Europe, specifically in Italy. I think some of the challenges that advisors are going to be running into is just how groups work in Italy. It's not the same as it, you know, as it is in Mexico and the Caribbean. So it's going to be educating ourselves on what those groups look like, what the terms look like. Working with these hotels are very different than working with hotels in the Caribbean. And, you know, the hotels in the Caribbean are these big, huge hotels. We're talking a lot of boutique hotels in Europe, right? So it's getting used to that shift.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You talked about, you know, the Caribbean. So I got to bring up, you know, Mexico and Mexican Caribbean side of things, and also really the Caribbean, because they're impacted a little bit by sargassum, but Mexico more so, being that it's a big thing over these, you know, popular wedding months, you know, how do you really handle that and the sargassum stuff with your clients? Because now that season of sargassum is officially underway. The Mexican Navy announced that. So I'm sure you get some questions about that comes up. How do you handle that?
We are officially back in sargassum season. So I think the most important thing that any of us advisors can do is just to educate, especially our couples, on what to expect when they arrive. A lot of these hotels are doing a lot to try and keep their beaches clean, or, you know, at least to stay on top of it as much as they can. But for some people, they just don't want to run into it. So what we really want to focus on is have those spaces that you can send your clients to that we know have very minimal risk or no risk to running into sargassum. So there's places like Isla Mujeres or Holbox, or, you know, if you go DR, La Romana, where you can avoid sargassum altogether. It's, you know, it just because of where it's positioned, it doesn't come into those spaces. You know, places like Holbox, you're looking at, you know, those bioluminescence and those amazing sunsets. And, you know, if you don't want to run into that, don't want to go there, then you can go over to the west coast of Mexico this time of year and really not run into the same thing, right? Oaxaca is going to have, you know, some amazing views and ways to avoid that sarcasm.
Yeah, because it is some stinky stuff out there. If you've ever been, you know, to Mexico or the Caribbean and come across that, you certainly remember that smell and that view too. And you don't want that for your honeymoons or in weddings either.
And I think that's kind of why we're seeing that move away from toes and sand, because people just don't want to take the risk.
Yeah, well said there. So, and also, you know, make sure you're working with a travel advisor out there, because if you, you know, see a pretty picture online and you're like, yeah, I could do a wedding there, I'll get that settled and or my honeymoon there and not know anything about it, and then you get there and the beach is just nasty looking.
Absolutely.
You don't want that. But an advisor is going to help you out there. Yeah. So what, you know, sargassum can impact decision making. What else is impacting decision making when it comes to destination weddings and honeymoons?
I think we're finding a big lift in people looking for an experience, like a culture experience. So whether that's food or education or charity. We're seeing a lot of people who want to have, you know, the, sort of a charitable experience while they're in destination. So that's, we're definitely seeing some, so a little bit more outreach and getting to know the community. Less people are looking for, you know, the Miami South Beach experience in Cancun, right? Like they're looking to get into the food and the culture and really learn a little bit more about the destination while they're there.
I love that. Yes, that's certainly better for the travel industry overall and just a better overall experience instead of, you know, maybe hitting what has been done before, trying to branch out, do something new on your own. And it's going to make for, you know, a much more memorable experience, you know, 20 years from the down the road. And you're looking back at, you know, what your wedding experience and stuff.
Absolutely. Making those memories with the, you know, with the people that you're with, I think is just so phenomenal. And there's a lot of people really looking for it right now.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the Gen Z bride and grooms now. How are they compared to the millennial bride and grooms? Because you're getting a lot more Gen Z getting hooked, getting hitched, should I say, and coming up now.
It is a very interesting experience. That's coming from an elder millennial. It's I'm starting to see the shift away from my people, right? And a little bit more into the Gen Zs, that's, which they're phenomenal to work with, really. I think what we're finding is that they're very, very educated. These are people who spend time on the internet, who really dive deep into finding information about the destination that they're looking for. So I have couples coming to me with, hey, this is the resort that I want. These are the packages that they offer. We'd like to sign up and do this. Or, you know, can you tell me a little bit more about the experience since you've been there? So they're really coming with that educational experience behind them. I also find that they're very reliant on family input. So we're getting a little bit more of the input from mom and dad on some of the information on, you know, what their final choices are. And then from there, it's just getting used to talking to them. Okay. The conversation is just, it's a different conversation, right? But it's great. And I'm enjoying my time with my Gen Z couples so far.
Hey, that's great. Would you say you've run into some bridezillas, or is that more of a, because that term, you know, like 10 years ago, I think really took off with some of those, you know, reality TV shows and everything. Where are we at on the bridezilla's scale here, would you say?
You know, honestly, we see less and less bridezillas, and we're seeing more and more momzillas, or, you know, it's auntie who's a problem.
Interesting.
So you just need to make sure, again, like I said, that the families are more involved now. And so they feel completely entitled to walk into a bride and groom's conversation, or, you know, our couple's conversations, and give their two cents. So
that's gotta be a challenge at times for sure, but you know, nothing you're not used to, I guess, in handling challenges, especially in the weddings sector, as planning a wedding is no easy feat.
Absolutely. We've had these conversations. We can manage them.
Definitely. So, so what would be your advice? Anything else you want to pass on to our travel advisors who are interested in, you know, selling more weddings and honeymoons? What's your go-to advice?
I think the biggest thing that advisors can do is build your sexy systems. Make sure that you're putting the things into place for your company that allow your clients, your guests, to feel like they are getting your full attention at all times. So what we always like to say is, you know, with our nurture sequences, our nurture emails, write it once from the heart. And then put it into your system so that every time each guest is getting that one-on-one experience with you, even though you're not the one pushing the send button on your email, right? It's going out of the system. They know exactly when they're going to receive information about the destination that they're in, and they travel feeling like they're 100% educated on what they're going to do. The other thing that I want to make sure that, you know, advisors know out there is community over competition. There are so many advisors out there that are here to support you and celebrate you and make sure that you are going to be as successful as you can be in this business. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. There's enough business for all of us out there. So we like to just make sure, you know, that's reach out. That's, you have questions, like, let's have a conversation. That's, there's all these groups out there where you can go in and really make sure that you're getting the answers that you need, so you're providing your guests with the best experience.
I love that. Yes, community over competition, indeed. And I've seen so much of that over the last year, of advisors just coming out, lending a helping hand, and, you know, being there to support one another. And, you know, you said it yourself, multi-billion dollar industry, and specifically here, weddings and honeymoons, there's a lot of money in that sector for sure. So a lot, it's a very lucrative side here, and a lucrative niche, if you will. If you want to dive, you know, fully into that and make that your niche, you know, there's a lot to learn and a lot to gather here. And we thank you, Mario, for jumping on and talking all things weddings and honeymoon travel here, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And for those advisors who might want to learn a little bit more, just a reminder that the Destination Wedding University is out there. You can learn more at jointheplaybook.com.
Excellent. Yeah, I was just going to ask, anything else you want to plug, you know, fire away. What, where can people get in touch with you? You mentioned reaching out and contacting, you know, how can people reach out to you if they want to?
Yep, absolutely. For our couples, that's Destination Weddings Expert. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Destination Weddings Expert, also destinationweddingexpert.com. And then for advisors looking for a little bit more education, jointheplaybook.com.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Mario. Really appreciate you jumping on and talking travel here.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
That's all the time we have for this week on the Travel Pulse podcast. I'll be off next week for some spring break action. So actually doing a work trip, but doing some spring break action after that. And then we'll be back in April. So looking forward to that. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week.